Last night, President Bush told the nation more money is needed to rebuild Iraq, Afghanistan, and to fight the war on terrorism. The White House is preparing a request to Congress for $87 billion in supplemental spending. While the United States recalculates its commitment to Iraq, Britain is doing the same. Defense Minister Jeff Hoon told the House of Commons today that he plans to send an additional 1,200 soldiers to the country. That will bring the total number of British forces in Iraq to around 12,000. Later in the day, Hoon told the BBC a contingent of an additional 1,000 troops could be needed as well. NPR's Guy Raz has the story.
The 17 British battalions in Iraq fared well following Saddam Hussein's overthrow. Those 11,000 troops have been in the south, the Shiite-dominated region of the country where opposition to Saddam's regime was fierce. But as resistance and sabotage have increased in the American-controlled areas of central Iraq, so too has it in the south. Once, British soldiers roamed the streets of Basra in light clothing, sometimes unarmed. The British Ministry of Defense is now recommending they wear body armor at all times, just like the Americans. Last week, with the death of another British soldier, the Ministry of Defense here released the statistics. More than a third of all British deaths in Iraq have now occurred since the end of major fighting on May 1st. A total of 50 UK troops have now died in Iraq. So perhaps it came as no surprise today when Defense Minister Hoon heeded advice from his top commanders and ordered a backup force of 1,200 light infantrymen to Iraq without delay.
These additional troops will be deploying for two specific reasons. First, they will allow commanders in theater to increase their proactive efforts to improve wider security across the area of operations. Second, they will allow them to respond appropriately to the increasing demands as a result of the accelerated reconstruction program being undertaken by the Department for International Development and the Coalition Provisional Authority.
The opposition conservatives in the House of Commons welcomed the deployment, but that didn't quell criticism of the government's decision today. Bernard Jenkin, the Conservative Party specialist on defense matters, blasted the defense minister and called the deployment a reflection of bad planning.
Mr. Speaker, this reinforcement does underline the fact that the government's policy is a shambles in Iraq. We were reassured before the conflict that the reconstruction of Iraq, the plans were already in place. Can the Secretary of State tell the House why this has gone wrong, or does the Secretary of State not recall attending any meetings about the reconstruction of Iraq?
For its part, Downing Street insisted that the extra troop deployment wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to recent attacks in Iraq, nor a response to the White House's call for more Allied troops, but a well-considered decision based on months of discussion. Still, both Downing Street and the Ministry of Defense are under growing public pressure to articulate an exit strategy for Iraq. Already, the Prime Minister has seen his public approval rating slide to record lows. 40% of the electorate here now wants Tony Blair to resign. The news is even worse for Defense Minister Hoon. 2/3 of the British public wants him to leave office without delay. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.